Tonight we're going to look at a little something that in my thought and mind I had a certain thing relegated for it. Passage of Scripture is in Matthew 7. So let's turn to Matthew 7 and read it. Matthew 7. And starting at verse 24. And it's the two foundations. We'll read it right now before we say any more. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be like unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Now, in my thought, this parable that the Lord said was primarily concerning salvation. But you know, I was thinking about it and looking, and I think it has to do with obedience. We're going to talk a little bit about obedience, and Tom hit obedience this morning a little bit, but we're going to talk about it maybe in a little different light. Obedience is either here or there. When Pa tells you to cut the lawn, it doesn't mean that you can sit down and think about it for a while or something. He wants the lawn cut. Now, that's obedience if he got up and cut it. But if you just keep shooting the baskets and say, I'll do it sometime later, or fooling around with something else, your bicycle, or reading the book, if you're a girl or something, you know, it might start to rain, and then you can't do that. You know, so obedience is either here or there. Now, there's no middle ground. And that's the same way with the Lord and His Word. There's no middle ground. Either you're going to obey it. He don't tell you to take it home and think about it. He says, do it. And there's three little words that I think you ought to get your pencil out and underline here. And the first one is, the Lord says, whosoever. And it's heareth. You want to underline that word. Heareth. And the other one is do it. And he starts right out with this. The other one is a wise man. Heareth, doeth, and is wise. Thinking about obedience, I was thinking, well, what kind of examples do we have in God's Word? And my thought went to Abraham. in Genesis 12. So let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis 12 and see just what it says. Genesis 12, and we'll start reading. You know all these stories, but we can refresh our minds with them. And thinking about obedience, this is what it says in the first verse, and we'll read down, I guess, to the fourth verse. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land which I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And then in the fourth verse it says this, and so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken. And you know, I got written in my Bible, obedience, right above that. Abram departed. He didn't sit around in his tent door and think, well, I wonder if I should leave my father and my mother, and I'm going to go to a land that I've never seen before. Is there food enough there for me or what? But the Lord said, he says that he should go out of the country and from thy kindred and thy father's house. Leave them all behind, he says, and go to the land that I will show thee. And Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. You know, the Lord wants us to act right away. He don't want us to sit around, as it were, in our tent door or at home, thinking about, well, shall I do this or that? And I think obedience is a thing that you have to do right now, and it takes a certain amount of faith and trust to obey. And you know, when your father tells you to do something or your mother, you have to trust them that they're right. And when God tells you and I to do something, we also have to trust them a little bit. And we have to have faith. It takes a little faith. And in the Hebrews 11:8, this is what it says about Abraham. Hebrews, and it's good to look up these scriptures, 11 and verse 8, by faith, Abraham went, was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. And you know, to be obedient to God's word, we need to act upon it. And even if we can't see the end, the Lord sees the end. And he knows the beginning and the end, and everything that's in between. And all we have to be is obedient. Abram believed God, it says, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. There was a little reward, you might say, with this obedience and this faith. And we too, when we obey God, there's a little reward comes with it. Obedience takes action right away if we want to obey. If we want to fuss around and fool around a little bit and think about it, I'm not sure that's quite obeying, you know. You might get there eventually, but if God tells you to do something, we need to do it right now. And then in another little example, and I guess I got ahead of my notes here, is in Mark 6, in Mark 1, excuse me. Let me get it here, Mark 1, in verse 16. And this is when the Lord was walking by the sea and he was calling his disciples unto him. This is the 16th verse. Now, as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone, well, that's fine. Straightway, he says, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And you know, I don't think they sat down on the edge of the boat or whatnot and said, well, what is Pop going to do if we leave him, you know? Or what's going to happen? How are we going to get fed? But the Lord said to Peter and Andrew, he says, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And I'm sure they thought, well, that would be a lot better than dealing with these stinky fish and whatnot, and these nets. And they went and followed him immediately, not hesitating. And you know, when the Lord tells us, you and I, to do something, we shouldn't be hesitating around either. We need to obey immediately. And they followed him. Well, you know, they went and they became fishers of men, and it doesn't tell us just what the father did or whatnot, but I'm sure he was taken care of. And then there's another little incident about obedience, and it's found in John 11. John 11 here. Let's look at 38. This is at the grave of Lazarus. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone was laid upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Yes, you know, here we have an excuse, a better judgment, you might say. And you know, sometimes when the Lord wants us to do something, we might think we have a better judgment. We know the situation better. When he tells us to go witness to somebody, and we would say, oh, well, there's no use of witnessing to him. He's all tied up in his church there, and he won't even hear me, you know. And that's an excuse that we can give, you know. And here, Martha told the Lord he stunk, you know. He's been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? You know, she had a little doubt in her mind. The Lord told her if she believed, she would see the glory. And you know, sometimes we don't believe and we miss the glory. They took away the stone from the place where the dead was. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou art hast sent me. Later on, we won't read no more, he says, Lazarus, come forth. They rolled the stone away. Mary says, that thy bidding will roll away. And you know, and Lazarus come forth. And now, don't you think that the Lord could roll the stone away too, if he can make Lazarus come forth? He was bound head and foot. Yeah, I think so. But you know, often the Lord wants us to do what we can. They were able to roll the stone away. They weren't able to bring Lazarus from dead, but they were able to roll the stone away. And sometimes he asks us to do something that we can do, and he'll do the rest. So, and then he said, loose him and let him go. And of course they loosed him and let him go, and Lazarus was raised from the dead. And being obedient to what the Lord commands us to do is very important. And so here we have three little different things. We have Abraham, and he jumped right and left at God's command. And then we have the disciples too did that. They left the nets. And then we have the story, and they were a little hesitant. And we might be a little hesitant too. Now, you know, going back to our story, to our parable that the Lord gave in Matthew, Jesus had been teaching for weeks on end ahead of this, and the Sermon on the Mount, and different things. And the first little bit of words he says, whosoever heareth, and then he says, whosoever doeth will be a wise man. Now, he talked about entering in at the straight gate, you know, in order to receive salvation, we have to trust him as our Savior. And that's the first step in building on a solid rock and a foundation. But you know, it takes a lot more than that in life to have a solid foundation in our family life and in our work life, in our social life. And Jesus was teaching, you know, and he said, turn the other cheek, you know. Go the extra mile. Forgive your enemies. All before this, you know. Enter in at the straight gate. And so on. And the Lord says, the man that doeth these things will be wise. The man that obeys my teaching will be wise. And the storms will come on life, but he'll be able to stand because his house is built on a rock. Jesus has left his word with you and I. He has left his teachings with you and I. We got them on paper. We don't have to have them come out of his mouth like he did back there in Matthew. We got them written down for us. We can read them. We can meditate on them. We need to read it. We need to read God's word. And we need to heed God's word. It's not good enough just to read it and to know it. We need to heed it. That becomes in our mind. We're going to do it. And you know, that ends up in obedience. We need to read it. We need to heed it. And we need to obey it. And in Colossians 3:12, Philippians, I'm getting there. This is what it says. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Yes, we need to let the word of God dwell in our hearts richly. And if it's not in our hearts, we can't be very obedient to it. Jesus was obedient to the Father's will. In John 6:38, we read this. John 6, Gospel of John, just 6:38. And it says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will which, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise him up at the last day. Yes, the Lord Jesus came to do the Father's will. Then in Philippians 2:5-6, Philippians 2, 5 and 6, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. He was obedient to the Father's will. And he was willing to come and die for you and me. And if you haven't put your trust in him, you need to do that. You need to get started on the good foundation of the rock. And you know, we're all building our house. But how are we building? I would hope that we would be building it upon the rock. And the rock is the Word of God. This is the rock that we need to build our lives upon. From the youngest boy and girl in this room to the oldest. And, you know, even when you get my age, you still got to be building day by day and reading God's Word and building on a solid rock. And he tells us certain things that we should do. He says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And the book is filled with many things. And if we take his words, "Whosoever heareth my word and doeth it shall be likened unto a wise man." And you know, we need to every day get in God's word. We need to read it and ask the Lord to guide us and direct us, that we might build our house upon that solid foundation. And I can say somewhat from experience, I'm not very young anymore, that doing what God says in his word, many different things. We should love our wives as our own bodies, you know. Think about it. Love your wife. We should love them. God loved us, and he gave himself for us. He gave all, you know, and many things. He tells us to honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long upon the land in which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so there's many a thing, and we need to get it in our mind so that we can have our house upon a good foundation. And you know, when Larry and I used to build churches, the foundation was a very important part of holding the whole building up. If you didn't have the right bolts in the right place, you couldn't hook the right arches or steel onto it, and so on and so forth. I would encourage you. I'd encourage even the young ones. You know, I'm not a great studier or a reader, but you know, I made it a practice to read a little bit every day, maybe a verse or two. You don't have to read a whole chapter or three. You know, that's good if you can and want to. But, you know, if you read a verse or two and keep it in your mind and see what God is trying to say to you through that verse, and it'll keep your house on the rock. And may God help each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, to seek to hear His word and then do it. And you know, He'll look down from heaven. And Tom was talking about looking down, and Father looking down to the earth. He'll look down from heaven and He'll say, "That's a wise man." And may God help each one of us to be wise men and women for Him. May God bless these few thoughts to our hearts and minds tonight. And so, you know, may God help us in the coming week to live for Him and to be a testimony for Him. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for Thy word, and we pray that it might live in our hearts. And you know, it says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so we pray that each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, might seek to look into Thy word, and then to obey it, and that our house might be built firmly upon the rock and upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, and help us in the coming week. In Jesus' name, amen.